Thank you, Brock.
I love to think of Brock writing his songs here in the sanctuary, the house of God. It's kind of an inspiring place, I think. And I imagine you here on Saturdays, Brock. We know you were here because Kim Tim comes down a lot and he sees cars. And so I know you were here yesterday, and I imagine you writing that song here in this place. It's a cool image for me. Thank you for singing it for us. The scripture verses that I'll be reading today are on the back of your devotional. The first two are from Matthew, and the second one is from John's Gospel, and they are Jesus' words. Then I'll be reading from Colossians. But first I'm going to read the quote. I think it's, what I want to say first about that is that it is Katie and I today. Katie led our time today on the renovation, and the topic was the ruined soul and evil. And for some reason, I came away from that so inspired and encouraged. Only God can do that. I guess all of us realizing our starting point is that, as Dallas says so beautifully, we're a mess. That's our starting point. And that's just, it was encouraging to me, very encouraging to me. So I'll read James 4, verse 3 first. That's the quote on the inside. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your evil desires. Matthew 18, 15 through 20. Amen, I tell you, whatever you disciples bind here on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you disciples loose here on earth will have been loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if even two of you here on earth pray in agreement about any matter, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. You see, wherever two or three people gather together in devotion to me, there I am right in the middle of them. And from John's Gospel, I assure you, anything you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. Colossians 1, verses 3 to 5. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, for we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. You have already heard about this hope in the message of truth, the gospel that has come to you. May God bless that reading.